on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, live from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. This is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Fenley Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Robert Smith.
We are back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino as the Runner Rebels finish the weekday portion of this week of Mountain West Conference play with the tough one last night against New Mexico after the win up at Air Force. And now we'll hit the road for a couple as Rebels will be at Colorado State on Saturday afternoon. And then next week we're at Fresno for a game against the Bulldogs. Got to deal with reality and got to talk about what happened last night, talk a little bit about Air Force and talk about what happened last night and talk about, more importantly, what's going to happen in the future, because that's really what it's all about. John Sandler, Robert Smith with you. Coach Marvin Menzies will join us in just a moment. But last night's game, Robert, there are a lot of words you can use. Most of them were not allowed to use on the radio, but it just wasn't any fun.
No.
And it was just tough to take after the Rebels had built that lead and worked so hard and to watch it slip away.
Well, I mean, and it was one of those nights, too, where, you know, you start off slow, team gets confidence, and then, you know, you fight to get back in the game, and then, you know, the little – and we talked about it last night – in basketball, the game is funny, man. It can turn on you real quick, and you have to make the right decisions down the stretch. And I thought the kids, I don't know that they got away from what they were doing, but, you know, just that little bit of time that you let up on a team and they have that confidence, they get right back in it.
No doubt about it. And I the word you use, kids, you know, we talked about it at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That this is, you know, it's a talented group, but it was a new group. Most of the people who are playing, most of the kids who are playing significant minutes have not played a second of Division I college basketball before this year. And, you know, we talked about bumps in the road and growing pains, and unfortunately last night
they're there.
It doesn't get much more painful.
It doesn't.
And we'll now bring in a man who probably hadn't had much sleep in the last 36 hours or so. Marvin Menzies, a coach. You've been a head basketball coach for a long time. That has to be as tough a loss as you've experienced, or among the toughest.
It was tough. I wouldn't put it amongst the toughest.
Okay.
You know, if you're in this game long enough, you have some that hurt obviously a lot more than others. But I understand the big picture dynamics of what we're doing here, what our plan is here. So yes, it hurts because you had it in your hand. Anytime you let one slip away,
that's what I meant, yeah.
All of those hurt. Yeah, the ones that slip away hurt. But I think that, you know, like you said, where do we go from here? I think there's an acronym, ERO. I don't know if you've ever heard that before, but it represents E is the event, R is your response, and that will equal O, the outcome. And I thought that, you know, the event could be a technical foul,
yep.
Or it could be a foul on a three-pointer, or it could be the loss of the game.
Mm-hmm.
However you define the event, you have to look at your response. And your response will then determine what is the outcome going forward. So where do we go from here? Well, we get right back on the horse. We got back on the floor today. We put closure to this game by looking at the last six in minutes,
648,
and we just broke down every possession, talked about it, had real black and white conversation about it. It wasn't a cuss you out segment. It was more of a, okay, this is what we need to fix in terms of our being disciplined, and thank you. And I think that the way that you move forward is to figure out, okay, what is the proper response? Teach them the proper response so that you could have a favorable outcome going forward.
And that gets into a little bit of what I think we need to talk about today, and that is, you know, the view of the fan and even us, Robert and I, sometimes you lose sight of the fact that your job, you know, you're called a coach, but you're really a teacher.
Teacher, mentor,
psychologist.
Depending on where you work, bus driver.
Babysitter, you name it.
Yeah, you got a lot of hats to wear. But a lot of hats that I welcome to wear. I embrace my profession wholeheartedly, and that's why, you know, the setbacks are so disappointing. But you don't want to get too high with the highs, and you don't want to get too low with the lows. You think about our non-conference schedule, and everybody's, oh, wow, you know, this is – we should walk through conference.
Right, exactly.
Because we beat Utah or because we played close against Arizona. And those that the way that schedule was set up to talk about that for a moment was one to build confidence, get real time experience, Division One experience for a lot of guys, like you said, that had never done it before, and then take those lessons and turn them into kind of a stepping stone into conference. And what has happened as a result, and I know we're only five games in, but we had two home games that we should have won. Boise State beat us, but Utah State and New Mexico were games that we had in the hand, in winning time, and we didn't close them out. So, okay, what's the response? Okay, understanding the discipline of the scouting report, knowing your personnel. I could point to, six situations in just the last 6 minutes of miscues where guys, you know, didn't execute what they were supposed to do. I mean, and then you got to give New Mexico credit. I mean, they hit a big shot on that and 1-3,
yep.
And then they made their free throws when we had the technical. Amari goes under a screen on a shooter, and the kid makes the three.
Right.
So, you know, those kids, those kinds of miscues against lesser teams were still equating to wins.
Right.
But now you're in conference with a different level of intensity and more meaning to each game. So you're getting everybody's best shot, not just because it's conference, but also because you're UNLV.
Exactly right.
So you combine those things, and you got to learn how to play with a target on your back, which this young group and new group has not figured out. We do have a couple seniors that better figure it out quick so they can end their careers here on a high note.
Absolutely. And Robert, you know how quickly that goes for those seniors. We talk about it all the time. You know, you blink and all of a sudden you're walking out with your mom.
That's right.
You know, and getting flowers from Coach Menzies and a framed jersey, and you're like, wait a minute, what happened?
Right. Where's my stipend?
Well, that last year, man, it flies by. But you know, we were having fun back then too because of the fact that we were winning. You know, we were working hard, winning, and you know, and I know the coaches are probably going through it now. Now You go back to your basics.
Right.
You know, find out, you know, what's going wrong and go from there. And that's what the kids have to, you know, they have to be patient with that, because right now things are going wrong and we have to find out what it is. And once you do that, I think they'll be all right.
I do too. I feel like we actually did some good things. We didn't have the result we wanted, but there was some progress made in different areas. You know, specifically, we didn't start the game with energy, but I think that after about 8 minutes into the game, the rest of the game was played with good effort. I couldn't say that against Utah State and Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some progress made there, and then you guys know my philosophy on that. If you got to coach energy and effort, you're in trouble.
Yep.
We weren't too concerned with that after we got started. But again, the devil's in the details, you know. The scouting report was very clear as to how we were going to guard them in certain situations. And we show them and say, hey, guys, here's the film. What did we say we were going to do here? And what did we just do? Okay, so now follow the script. And if you follow the script and we don't get the result we want, well, then, you know, then there's no hard feelings, and we pick them up and pat them on the butt and move on to the next game. But when you don't follow the script, well, now we got a problem.
Right.
And that's what we're going to attempt to do in the next that's what we will do in the next few games. We'll make more and more corrections. You always shoot for perfection, but right now we need to just get progress. We need to fix half of the mistakes we're making and move the needle forward, I think, in the winning column if we can do that.
And you know, there are two ways of teaching by example that way. One is you have success and you say, see, we told you to do it this way,
right?
And it's reinforced because you did it this way and it worked. The much more difficult way and the much more difficult lesson, just for any human being, is you're told to do something a certain way, you don't do it that way, it doesn't work out, but it you don't have that positive reinforcement. I don't know, I'm getting a little my psych 101 is coming out on me here, but I mean, it is true, and I think it takes longer that way to learn lessons.
Yeah, I think, and I don't know, Robert, you know, what your coach's philosophical or strategical approach was when it comes to, you know, creating chemistry and reinforcement and accountability and discipline and things of that nature and all those adjectives that are necessary to have a championship culture and a winning program. But I know that what I look at in our team and in what we're building here in Las Vegas, specifically to the Rebels, I feel like we are we're on the right path. And I know it doesn't sound good after you lost the game, but we are on the right path. I feel like we have the right ingredients in terms of the accountability, the infrastructure, the things that we have in place for our culture, in terms of the lessons that the guys are getting. We had a couple guys miss class after the loss. So, you know, you could just say, hey, okay, I get it.
You were down,
Or you can run their butts, you know, and I chose to run their butts. So we're going to make sure that they understand that the real world, you're going to have highs and lows, and you've got to, you know, respond the right way.
No doubt about it. And you know, I think you alluded to it also where, you know, through the non-conference schedule there was a lot of success and people got excitedly, understandably so. But I think it does in part maybe even relate to the fact that the town, and I completely understand, is so hungry for the Runnin' Rebels to be terrific.
That's right.
And I'm not going to use the word again because that was a different world.
Right.
And the world of college athletics has changed. The world of college basketball has changed. But this town is so hungry. And when the Rebels got off to such a great start against that non-conference schedule, I think people got excited, of course. And everybody's expectations, they forgot that we had eight guys who'd never played Division I basketball before.
Right.
They forgot that, you know, that conference is different. They forgot that the Rebels were picked sixth in the preseason poll for a reason, you know, and it doesn't happen overnight, even though it seemed like it was going to.
Right, and I think that there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with moving the needle a little bit. Let's why not be excited about the future? Even if the future takes a little longer to get here, what you can see in the future, even if it takes a little bit longer than you initially anticipated. But I want to make it clear, we have not given up.
Oh God,
on this season being successful. Are we at an at-large bid anymore? Probably not. But our goal was not to be an at-large bid team. Our goal was, I mean, maybe down the road, like in the next year or two, you could say our goal is to be in the tournament even if we don't win the conference tournament. And I think that's a good realistic expectation. But I think that you also have to look at what are the team's goals for this year, which is we do want to compete and be in the upper echelon in conference. I think every year that's a goal for us, and we want to win the conference tournament. I think those are realistic expectations that are still in front of us if we continue to have the proper responses from the young men in the program. Today, we practice. We had film. We put closure to last night's game. We watched personnel from Colorado State. Then we went up onto the floor. Obviously, we shot free throws, and we got up shots. And then we worked on some defense, some rebounding, and some transition stuff that we'll see against Colorado State. So it was a relatively short practice, but but they went hard, and I thought they got a little bit better. And I thought from the film they saw what they needed to see. So I give you that script of the day to say that was the response based on where we want to go this season.
Right.
That's the kind of response I wanted from them. Had I had to kick guys out of practice today, or had I had, you know, the inappropriate response, then I'd be concerned. But I felt like they made some progress under duress. So I'm still optimistic. But the only way to erase an L is with a W. So we got to go. We got to go win on Saturday.
Absolutely. And Robert, you've been through it. Although your team's won a lot, and but you deal with adversity, and you have to learn how to do that.
Yeah, and it's tough, especially on a young kid that's used to being the man, or you know, if you have to come off the bench and contribute now, you know, it's very tough for young kids to do that, but. You have to just stick with the script.
It's a great point, and you know, we've talked about it before, and we'll get through this, and then we'll take our break. But you're used to being the man, right? I mean, you're used to being the man. And on high school. I mean, you were the only guy on your team for. I know some of the runner rebels. You were the only guy on your team that had a chance to go play Division I basketball after high school. So I mean, there was a gap in talent in high school. And you're used to having the ball in your hand or getting the ball thrown to you or making the big play or what have you. And all of a sudden, you're in a situation where there might be two or three other options that are better in certain situations.
You just have to play a role now. That's tough to go from here to here. Okay, all I got to do is just do this, and that's it. When I'm used to touching the ball every time, it's not easy.
And it's something that you, I know, and your coaches spend time talking to kids and whether they're doing it. Doing it sort of up front, or whether you're just massaging it and letting it happen.
Yeah, I think part of that is in the recruiting process. You can stifle a lot of that, and if you're just honest with the kids, and you let them know, like Bryce Hamilton and Trey Woodbury are two of the kids that we signed, and we were very honest with them about having to earn their stripes. I mean, we're not guaranteeing anything for anybody, because life's not guaranteed. You can come in here with your hand out. Or you can have it on top and say, I'm going to go grab, you know, and go take my minutes, and I'm going to take my contribution. So it depends on how you want to come in. And we explained to them very clearly with that visual that if you're going to be a major contributor or play a major role, then you've got to come in and get it, and you got to take it.
Well, there's a number of players on the Runner Rebel team who, no question, have at least one hand out and are looking to grab. And one of them with two hands out and maybe a foot and a few other things is Mbake Jong. And check Mbake Jong last night. I was just terrific. And we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk about Mbake a bit so we can smile a little bit tonight.
Right.
We'll be back after this. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement is written in our showroom for everyone to see. It reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, we invite you to come in today. I'm John Barr, and remember,
he'll do anything, at Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
With Nevada's highest level of care, UMC is here to deliver in the clutch. We're making critical plays everywhere it counts with the state's only Level 1 Trauma Center, Nevada's only Burn Care Center, the state's sole Transplant Center, and Nevada's most advanced, comprehensive pediatric care at Children's Hospital of Nevada at UMC. Your hometown hospital supports our hometown team. Go Runnin' Rebels! To find out more, visit umcsn.com.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Jordy comes into the lane. Jordy bounces to Justin for the reverse slam dunk. Terrific two-man game right there. Back here at Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies visiting with you, getting ready for the Runner Rebels heading up to Fort Collins for an afternoon game on Saturday, first day game that the Rebels will play this year. 2 o'clock Las Vegas time tip on Saturday. Robert and I have all the action starting at 1:30. With Runner Rebel warm-up. Talking about all sorts of things with the Runner Rebels, and as we said, headed into break, gonna focus on the positive for a moment, and certainly 4-for-4 from the field, 1-for-1 from the line, 6 rebounds, 9 points, 4 blocks, and 2 steals in 16 minutes. Shaq Mbake Jong, who just turned 18. What a performance last night.
That was big time, wasn't it?
Oh, it was fantastic.
I couldn't enjoy it until after I watched the tape, watched the film last night. I'm saying tape, I'm dating myself. But I watched the film or watched the game on my computer.
There you go.
To be technically correct. But, yeah, no, he just is – he's got the attitude. He's got the bounce. He's going to be a great Rebel. He's got the right stuff, yeah. You know. And I was really excited – I was happy for him because, you know, anytime you get an opportunity for a young kid, you want them to do something where they can, you know, propel off of that into the next game and the next game. So when he had his opportunity, when Brandon was in foul trouble, he really took advantage of it. And that's how you grow your minutes and your experience, and that's how you go take it. And that's what he did. So So I was happy for him.
How long has he been playing organized basketball?
Let's see. What's today?
Exactly.
What he would call organized, it's been probably 3.5 years.
Is that right?
But what I call organized basketball has been 2 years.
Yeah.
A year and a half.
So think, I mean, and his learning curve is almost vertical right now.
Man.
Think about what this kid is going to be like with another summer of fundamentals and understanding the game, and then another. I mean, I'm projecting out kind of. You talk about the process, and he's such a big part of it. But imagine this kid as a junior and a senior.
Right, and that's where those are the times where you get inspired as a coach, because you go, okay, you know, I get it. Tough loss. I gotta get, you know, we gotta right the ship for Saturday, and then we gotta get ready for next week, and then we get, you know, the train doesn't stop once it gets out of the chute. It's rolling now, and it's picked up speed, and it's moving down the track. So you don't have time to reflect, even enjoy wins. You know, you don't enjoy wins, and you can't stay down with losses. You gotta keep moving, but there's moments throughout the journey, throughout the process, where you go, whoa, okay, that was good to see.
Right.
That was a good. I was actually correct in my assessment of this young man.
So a little validation for you,
right? Yeah, a little validation along the way. So, yeah, I think he has a potential to be, and I hate to use the word NBA player, but he has that potential as a young man. And you look at all of his the dynamics surrounding his growth and when he started and so on and so forth. So nutrition and weightlifting and all of that stuff. He's got a chance, you know, and that's all it is a chance. But more importantly, he's going to have a fantastic career as a running Rebel.
He had a stretch in the game where I said, man, he's just taking over, you know, blocking shots, running the floor, dunking. There was a stretch in that game where you could just see, like, man, the future is going to be bright with him.
There was a play last night where there was a turnover, and they brought the ball down the floor on a breakaway, and I'm watching it, and I've seen a few basketball games, right, and I'm getting ready to call an uncontested layup, and here comes this thing.
Out of nowhere.
I mean, you know, out of the corner of my vision, and just boom. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable how he gets up and down
and
the floor.
He's under control, too.
Yeah. He's got – I drew up a play for him right to go into the half.
He was
playing well, and I drew up a play for him, and he scored it, and we tied it up at the half. So, you know, Mbaké is kind of a microcosm of how I see our program evolving. You know, when I got hired – and I'm going to go on a rant here for a second. But when I got hired, it was a really tough situation to come into.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm being nice, but it was a tough situation. So you say, okay, well, we got choices on how to grow it. What do we want to do? Do we want to go get transfers and JC kids and that be the crux of what we do to move the needle? Mm-hmm. Or do we bridge the gap for a minute with that? And we talked about this before in our recruiting strategy. And then eventually formulate a plan of bringing in kids that are talented freshmen but are here with experienced seniors who are part of a championship program.
And culture.
And learn from them so that when those freshmen are juniors and seniors, they're teaching the freshmen and sophomore on what it is to be a running Rebel, what it is to hold the target on your back and stand your ground. And I chose that route. So there are going to be some growing pains. Last night was indicative of one of those growing pains. We could have went and got four maybe junior college kids, two transfers, and won last night. But I'm not built like that. I'm built for longevity. And I that's what we built at New Mexico State. It's what we built at San Diego State. It was already there when I was at Louisville. Yep. So I've seen it, and I know how to put it together, and that's why they hired me. And I'm very confident that as we move forward, Shekna and both Mbaké and Amari and Nunu, those guys, Jay, trust me about Jay, I think those guys are going to be loved by this community. Mm-hmm. And those guys will have a philanthropic nature. And they'll be here 3-4 years.
There you go.
And so this is tough. It's a tough loss. It's tough to be 2-3.
Everybody wants it right now.
Well, you know, and I could give it to them. I could have given it to them right now. However, I'm not trying to leave. I don't want to come here and just win and then go to UCLA or go to USC. That's not what I want to do. I'd rather come here, get back to the glory days the right way with the right people, with the right culture, and then sustain it so that when I'm gone, the next guy just keeps rolling.
Right.
And that's what it's about. So anyway, that's my rant.
I think that's very well said. And you know, I think the hard part is that, you know, we live in a society today that's what have you done for me next?
Yeah.
And we always want to try to find blame, and we want everything to get where we want it right away. And we don't understand that it takes a little time.
Yeah.
And nights like last night are Look, they weren't any fun for me or Robert either. But you know, we don't have to deal with it the way you do, Coach. And I think maybe we need to talk about that a little bit. And in terms of you know, I tease you all the time,
right?
When there are rough times and about, you know, you chose to do this. You chose to put your professional fate in the hands of 18 and 19 year old kids. But seriously, you have such a positive outlook. And you know, and fans want you to jump up and down and scream and yell at kids and do stuff like that. And I know that's not your style, but you maintain. I mean, I know you're down, and I know last night was tough, and you didn't sleep, and mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But you maintain that positive outlook, and I know that there has to be a reason for that. I mean, it's more than just who you are.
Right. Right.
And can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I think everybody. As you go through your own journey in life, you figure out who you want to be as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, you attach to your ethics and morals based on whatever your religion might be. I happen to be a Christian, so I'm rooted in that. And so I get a lot of my motivation and my outlook on life from not going too high with the highs. Staying humble, right? But then also not going too low with the lows, and understanding and trusting in your beliefs and in what you've already learned and the program that you put in place. So there's going to be ebbs and flows, right? But I'm a firm believer that in growing anything successful, if you want to move something from good to great and then sustain it, there are a lot of moving parts that have to be addressed. And I'm not going to go into the whole deal, but academics is important. Social misconduct and citizenship is important. Style of play here in Las Vegas is important. Winning is important. So there's, and it goes on. So you have to address all of those every day. And it is a moving target that has a lot of, like I said, pieces to that puzzle. And then every year brings us different players that create a different puzzle. So how do I maintain positivity? Well, I think I'd like to step back, you know, and I try not to get too caught up in who made this mistake and beat this kid up for, you know, this horrible shot, or beat this kid up for not doing his defensive assignment. I think you have to identify those things and go teach those kids. But at the end of the day, I'm a teacher, like you referenced earlier, John. And as a teacher slash coach, it's my job to grow this program in the direction that's what I got hired to do, right? So I can't do that if I'm – now, there's more one way to skin a cat. There's some guys that are just jerks, and they're – I shouldn't call them jerks, but there's some coaches that are really over the top in how they teach, right? I happen to have a different philosophy. I work for Lon Kruger, Steve Fisher, and they're not yeller cussers and screamers.
Not
Trust me, I think Lon Kruger cussed once the whole year I was with him, and we all were like, did he just say damn?
I've never seen anyone stop an entire room in its tracks with just a look, the way Coach Kruger.
Oh, man. And he could do that.
Oh, yeah, just...
You know, you and I work for that man. Right. I was with that man. I love that man, and he's still a part of my journey and my mentoring. You know, same with Coach Fisher. We talk all the time. So, you know, I've got good references to how I roll and to stay positive. I think, what's your option, right? Be negative?
Right.
I don't know if that's a good option for me. I'd rather just stay positive, teach, and count my blessings and – You know, you have to have a great alignment. I you know, I'll go even a step further and say, you know, Desiree has been, our athletic director has been phenomenal. I mean, she is so supportive, and, you know, we share, we talk casually, we talk professionally, and she's really, really intelligent. I mean, that is a very, very intelligent woman. And then I look to Lynn Jessup, and we have a great relationship. So my alignment, our alignment here between myself, the investors, the boosters, the supporters of the program, they they get me, they understand me, and then and so do the so does the president athletic director. So at the end of the day, I feel like they're all on board with what this journey is going to be about. And so, yeah, it hurts last night. And gosh darn it, you know what? It's going to feel that much better.
Atta baby.
When you win.
That's right.
Because you experience the pain. Without the pain, you don't get the gain. And without having true fans like the folks that showed up tonight and have always been here every week, they're diehard Rebels, you know? So they go when the ebbs and flows with you. They feel for me. They come over tonight and say,
They're worried about you.
Yeah, coach, you okay? I'm all right. All right. Don't worry about me. Let's get these kids right. And that's what it's all about.
And that's terrific. And you know, I like the pieces you put together with winning at the end, and all of that adds up to winning. And
it does.
The challenge is from a lack of a better term, PR standpoint, is dealing with people who think that winning is the only thing and that it doesn't matter how you get there. And there's a component of fans at every, I'm sure, for every market that is.
You know what? I had a gentleman, I was at the, true story, I'm at the Smiths over in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And a guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, coach, I saw you tweeted out," which I didn't actually tweet. I got a guy who does my tweets. But
I care.
Gary Clark over there, he probably just sent a tweet just now that I sent this. He says, "I saw you tweeted out your team had a 3.1 GPA. So I was all excited. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm pretty pumped up. And he goes, "That's cool, man, but you guys just got to win."
There you go.
So in my marvelous fashion.
There you go.
I said, "You know what? Let me explain something to you. At Duke, at Kansas, at top 25 programs, they care about academics also. You know, you look at Notre Dame, you look at the Ivy League schools. You that is a part of winning.
No doubt.
Right? I mean, if we're just here to win games by any means necessary, I'm at the wrong spot.
Yeah.
I'll be real frank about it. I've got to do it in a way where we're developing these young men. And then you know what's going to happen?
You watch.
It'll last.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be dead and gone, and this program will be still headed in the right trajectory and with the right people on board, the bus, doing things the right way.
Sounds like a plan. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
With Nevada's highest level of care, UMC is here to deliver in the clutch. We're making critical plays everywhere it counts with the state's only level one trauma center, Nevada's only burn care center, the state's sole transplant center, and Nevada's most advanced comprehensive pediatric care at Children's Hospital of Nevada at UMC. Your hometown hospital supports our hometown team. Go Runnin' Rebels. To find out more, visit umcsn.com.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In a blink, just think of all the games, teams, hopes, and dreams that live and die. Because greatness lies in the blink of an eye. With the Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. Don't miss a big play while you're checking your phone. Access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu and get stats and scores on your TV screen without interrupting the game. This is the sports app on Contour from Cox. Visit cox.com/contour to learn more.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Hardy in the lane. Hardy underneath to Mbaké. Slam dunk! Back here at Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith, head coach Marvin Menzies talking Runner Rebel basketball. Coach, I want to get to something you alluded to earlier. You talked about being eligible or sort of putting yourself in position for an at-large bid,
right,
is a great goal to have, and I agree. I mean, especially with conference tournaments, it 3 days, and you, gosh, only know, you know, anything could happen.
Right.
But getting an at-large bid for a non-Power 5 conference is getting harder and harder and harder.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting 8, 9, 10 teams get out of the ACC, and you're getting, you know, 7 teams out of the Big 12. And I mean, they're just eating up all the available bids.
Right.
So the margin is small. And then you start factoring in the reality of life in the Mountain West Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And this, take a second to set up. So you've got, you know, the upper echelon teams, at least in terms of national reputation. The Rebels, New Mexico, San Diego State. You know, Reno has sort of pushed its way into that picture recently. And those, you got to do so much in the non-conference, and obviously the schedule was set for different reasons this year, but you got to play a really good non-conference schedule and have success. But then you get into conference play, and the problem is you don't have a chance to go to Wichita State in conference and beat a top 10 team in your own conference.
Yeah.
And the reverse is even harder. You go to Logan, Utah. You go to Air Force. You go to Laramie. That are all, I mean, they're a pain in the ass to play there. I mean, it's hard to win there.
Pain in the butt.
Sorry.
I think you said butt.
I did say butt.
I think ass is inappropriate.
Yeah, I believe it is inappropriate.
I think butt is appropriate.
Yeah, don't say it.
I'll check with the FCC.
However, you go to those places and you lose a game, and it kills your at-large opportunity. And the conference has to... Something has to figure out, you know, something has to happen to change that, to give the conference a chance to get multiple at-large bids, or at least one.
Yeah, I would agree. And we've talked about it in the conference meetings, and the athletic directors and presidents have collaborated on how we move the conference forward. And there's some things that we're doing in terms of our group scheduling and looking at very specific KenPom ratings and RPIs and who we schedule and who we're able to schedule and so forth. I think that's a good indication that we're trying to grow this.
At least there's awareness, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Craig Thompson's doing a great job with that. I think, however, it all comes back down to winning. You know, San Diego State has a great non-conference win against Gonzaga. Boise State over, who was it, Oregon.
Right.
You know, we had another one, I think.
Reno got a big win over
Reno
TCU.
Had a good one, yeah. So, but then those guys have to hold serve. All three of those guys have to hold serve. Now, they could lose to each other, but they can't lose to anyone else.
Boise State loses to Wyoming.
And you know what? That's their signature loss.
Yep.
So you look at our schedule. When we put our schedule together, we said, okay, if Northern Iowa ends up being the traditional Northern Iowa, which they've fallen off.
Unbelievable.
They're like 500 or just over 500. And they typically, themselves and Wichita State are battling, you know, every year. So that win, if we would have won that game, Utah, right? Okay. So you get the Utah game and you beat them, but, you know, they're doing okay, but they're not killing it in the Pac-12. You play certain games and you don't know until 20 games later whether that was a really good win or an insignificant loss. Like Arizona started winning.
Right.
So that would probably have been an insignificant loss for us. But then you lose it at Utah State at home. You lose to New Mexico
at home.
You're
done. Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so let's call it what it is. And now you have to refocus on the game in front of you.
Yep.
That's always going to be the focus anyway. That most important game of the year is that game in front of you from an internal standpoint. But from a conference standpoint, it would take the perfect storm until all of the programs, you know, Coach Weir at New Mexico gets a chance to bring in some recruiting classes. I get a chance to matriculate a class or two through, and then we can get ourselves in a position to go ramp up our schedules.
Exactly.
And like even right now, we're looking and we're in talks with Desiree and myself. We're collaborating. We want to make sure that we know we're going to have I would hope to think that we're going to have a better team, more experienced team for sure next year. Okay, so our non-conference has to coincide with that, so that if you take care of business in the non-conference, hold serve in conference, now you're talking.
Exactly.
And you have your chance to put yourself in a position to potentially get in the tournament without winning your conference tournament.
You get the feeling, though, that for the Mountain West Conference, because for years it's almost been sort of neither fish nor fowl. It's not a Power 5 conference, but it's been above that sort of mid-major level. That you almost have to think about it like you can't give the committee an excuse to exclude you.
That's right. That's
And it's so hard to do that. You mentioned, you know, these programs that have these nice non-conference wins, you know, beating those teams. But then you go lose at Wyoming, or you lose at Utah State, or you lose to Air Force.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to those teams, because they're legit and they're hard to win games there.
Yeah.
But the committee doesn't understand.
No, the committee doesn't look at it that way because they look at it, oh, Air Force, Colorado State.
We're going to take a break. Don't worry, Coach. They
haven't beat anybody. So now, you know, you lose to them, and it's like, man, we've fallen. You know, we take two steps up, and then you fall off four. It's hard to get those games back in conference.
Tweet that. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Start the new year off strong in a brand new 2018 Chevy Silverado from Findlay Chevrolet. Right now, for a limited time, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on all 2018 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab models in stock. Findlay Chevrolet, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Frankly, we're customer driven. Find new roads.
OAC monthly payments $13.89 for every $1,000 through GM Financial. See dealer for details. Not available with lease and some other offers. Offer expires 1/31/18.
If your vehicle needs an oil change, then go to Busy Boots Automotive at the corner of South Durango and West Flamingo. Busy Boots provides many services for free. Free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle services, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. And talk about convenience? No appointment needed. Stop in anytime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. First-time customers get 10% off up to $50. Visit Hamid at Busy Boots Automotive on South Durango and West Flamingo and online at busyboots.com.
The number one name in pizza in Southern Nevada is Napoli Pizza. Delivery, dine-in, or carry-out, Napoli Pizza has you covered. And every day, the crew at Napoli's goes to great lengths to make sure that everything, the dough, the toppings, are as fresh as can be. Having a party? Try Napoli's 30-inch party pizza. It comes with four toppings and a 2-liter soda for just $35.99. Or the 16-inch one-topping 20 wings and a 2-liter soda for just $33.99. Their entire menu is online at LasVegasPizzeria.com.
City of Henderson Adult Softball and Kickball League start the week of February 12th. Make sure to get your team registered by January 26th. To sign up, call the sports office at 702-267-5717. Brought to you by the City of Henderson Adult Sports.
When the Vegas Golden Knights win, you win too. MJ Christensen Diamonds is hooking up our listeners with some ice. Every time our Vegas Golden Knights skate off the ice with a win, listen to win a $50 gift card to MJ Christensen Diamonds after every Golden Knights win.
Jordy down the right side. Jordy cross-court to Clyburn. Clyburn back to Jordy. A three for Jordy Johnson is good! And the fans stand and cheer because the Rebels finally make a three. Yeah, people pay attention to that, don't they? We don't talk about it, but Jordy Johnson with a big three last night. Running Rebels getting ready for Colorado State Saturday afternoon up in Fort Collins. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies. All right, Coach, you ever see a blarge before? We had a blarge in the game last night.
A blarge.
A block and a charge. A double foul.
I've seen a chalk.
Yeah, a chalk. There you go.
I've never seen a blarge.
I said the exact same thing. That's too funny. Yeah, so if you're watching last night, one of the strangest situations you'll ever see, one official called a block, one official called a charge. That can happen occasionally. But then they went to double foul. And I understand why they did it. They know that it was a mistake, but the problem was the timing. And we're not talking about whether one got it right, one got it wrong, but the fact that they called it at the exact same time, which they're not supposed to do,
right,
was the problem. And in doing a little research about it, it happens every once in a while. I haven't seen it very often.
Yeah.
But they actually have a nickname for it, and it's called a blarge.
That was a first. I've been coaching for 36 years. And I've never been involved with a blarge.
Well, there you go.
I've seen a barge. Santa Monica Pier.
That's right.
It really was. Even after they explained it, I was like, okay.
What?
Where's the ball and who's taking it out? That's all I want to know.
Yeah. It was too funny. Well, you know, we talked about Mbake. We're trying to think about how are the guys today. Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
because
I
think that's, you know, we talk about going forward. Well, you know, as you said, Robert, you know how it is.
Well, but my thing is looking at this team. Who takes the losses the hardest you on the team?
The staff.
No,
the play I'm talking about. We got mortgages.
I know that part.
on a serious note, I think that, let's call it whatever it is, okay? Jordy was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that all of the subs, for the most part. Brandon was good.
Yeah.
I think some of the other guys were... All the guys were down, but I think you talk about the responses.
Right.
I think some of the other guys kind of got through it today, and I'm hoping they'll be great tomorrow or they'll feel the wrath. But, but you know, there were a couple guys that just kind of, you know, they were there, and they worked hard,
right.
But they hurt, you know, and different guys react differently to adversity. So, you know, but I think, you know, as you know, Robert, when you've been on teams that have gone through tough losses, and it's got to come from within.
It does.
Staff can only do so much. Coaches can only do so much. You got to have some gumption from within the actual locker room.
That's right.
And
you have to.
That's the difference, man. And that's still a work in progress for us.
Sounds like a new cheer. We got gumption.
How about you?
We're going to take our final break, come back. We're talking a little bit about Colorado State when we come back. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from the Bailiwick Ice Cream Parlor here at the Orleans Hotel and Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
There are things all doctors have in common, like advanced degrees and impressive medical knowledge. So what separates Dignity Health doctors from the rest? Kindness. We believe that patients treated with kindness heal quicker. Studies have even proven it to be true. Maybe that's why more and more people choose our physicians. Find your new doctor at dhmgnv.org. Dignity Health. Including caring doctors from Dignity Health Medical Group, Nevada. Hello, human kindness.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Boring. It's a pick from McCoy. Comes left side, stops and pops for three, and he hit it! What a big shot by JoJo on a night where he couldn't buy a basket. Back here at Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, our final segment before the Rebels hit the road early tomorrow. Day game on Saturday, so we'll be leaving tomorrow morning for Fort Collins to take on the Fighting Eustaches up there. You travel
fighting
around.
Fighting Eustaches.
Robert and I get to travel around, obviously, with the team, and you get to interact with coaches all over the place, and you get, you know, the young coaches are young, and they're but once a coach is established, they're going to fall in kind of two categories. There's going to be just the guys, the coaches, or the pillars who don't even talk to you. And then you get characters. And, of course, you know, anybody who voluntarily does this, and this one's going to fall in that character category, but there are a number of characters in the Mountain West Conference, and
there have been
over the years.
No question.
And Mr. Eustace falls in that category as well.
Yeah, you know, Larry is a very unique personality. Everybody knows his history.
Yep.
With his endorsement of Diet Coke.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know, Larry will drink Diet Coke like a chain smoker.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, did he used to smoke?
I don't know, but let's just go ahead and say that right now.
Okay. And his health is great now because he switched to Diet Coke. So,
right?
But he drinks Diet Cokes like we'll have a conference meetings or whatever. And I'm telling you, he'll blow through 5 Diet Cokes in a meeting. It's amazing. And I saw at the last game, he was drinking a Diet Coke, and it was a caffeine-free Diet Coke. So, you know, he's switching it up a little bit on us. You know, he's a little riff in the force right
yeah,
now.
I like it.
But, no, he's a great guy.
And he's a good coach.
And a heck of a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy really knows how to get his teams mentally ready to play, especially during adversity. And they may have another kid out.
Yeah.
They may have Nixon.
Yeah,
Nixon. Yeah, got hurt the last game. I'm not sure whether he'll play or not.
And they're pretty short anyway.
Yeah, they'll be shorthanded.
Yeah, but they rebound like crazy
always. My God.
He gets them to do that.
Yeah, crashing the boards, and you know that'll be a point. That'll be a point of emphasis for you guys getting ready, and I'm sure shoring up. You said half the things.
We did rebounding drills today. That was half our practice was rebounding.
Yeah, and you know Rebels have struggled up there recently. It's become a very difficult place to play. They defend that Moby Arena, and it'll be a tough one for the Rebels. That's Saturday, 2:00, as I said, with the tip, and then 1:30 Runner Rebel warm up, and then the Rebels. For the first time this year, back-to-back roadies, as we'll be in Fresno next Wednesday to take on the Bulldogs. That's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming. It's great to see a big crowd.
Nice.
I'll say it for him. It means a lot to this guy, to Coach Menzies.